Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're all about, helping you understand those complex topics that are out there. And today, we're taking a deep dive into enterprise data, you know, how to integrate it, how to manage it, specifically how businesses are working to solve the problem of all those data silos and disparate systems.
Absolutely.
We're going to unpack this idea of semantic harmonization. Sounds pretty fancy, right?
Yeah.
We'll break it down and see if it can actually help with these data challenges. And we'll also be taking a close look at OpenLink Virtuoso. That's a platform that's designed to tackle these exact problems.
Yeah, that's a big one. Many companies struggle to get a complete picture of all their data.
Right. It's like having all the ingredients for a gourmet meal, but no recipe to follow.
Perfect analogy.
So let's start with the problem itself.
Mm-hmm.
Different departments using different software, and that creates these data silos. Can you give us an example of how this plays out in the real world?
Sure. Imagine a retail company. Sales teams using their CRM to track, customer interactions and sales. Then you've got marketing. Mm-hmm. They're using their analytics platform to see website traffic, how campaigns are doing. And of course, finance. They're in their ERP system managing all the inventory and financials. The problem is these systems, they often operate independently. And that makes it really tough to see the complete customer journey.
Makes it really hard to see how those marketing campaigns actually impact sales.
Absolutely.
Now, our source material refers to these as systems of record, systems of engagement, and systems of intelligence. Can you break down these categories for us?
Sure. Systems of record are those core systems like your CRM and your ERP. Think of them as the systems that are recording what's actually happening in the business, the transactions. Systems of engagement are more about collaboration. Think tools like Slack, Microsoft Teams, and systems of intelligence. That's where you're analyzing the data, you know, trying to find those insights, those trends.
To make smarter decisions. Business intelligence, data visualization, that kind of thing. Each of these systems has a role to play, but without a way to connect them, you just end up with a fragmented view of what's going on.
Exactly.
And that brings us to semantic harmonization.
Right. It's all about creating that shared understanding of your data, even if each system is using its own terminology.
Okay. So I'm curious about OpenLink Virtuoso and how it fits into this picture. We know SQL, or as it's pronounced, SQL, is commonly used to manage data. Does Virtuoso work with SQL, or is it a complete replacement?
It's more of an enhancement. Virtuoso builds upon the familiar foundation of SQL, but it adds a layer of semantic understanding. And it does this by using, hyperlinks, like the ones we use on the web all the time.
Okay, so Virtuoso is using hyperlinks to connect data. How exactly does that work?
Well, think about how you click a link on a web page. It takes you to another page with related information. Virtuoso is doing something similar. It's using hyperlinks to connect data across those different systems. Even if those systems are calling the same things by different names, these hyperlinks are acting as super keys, so to speak, creating a web of connected data.
So let's say the CRM system is calling a customer ID 123, but the ERP system is calling them hashtag A123. Virtuoso can still link those two pieces of information together.
Exactly. And that's one of the key advantages of using these hyperlinks as super keys. They let Virtuoso reconcile entity names across those different systems.
So how does Virtuoso know it's connecting the right data points? Do you have to map everything out manually?
It relies on a powerful query language called SparkQL, and it's pronounced Sparkle.
Sparkle.
Sparkle. And it uses this to understand the context and meaning of the data. Sparkle is working alongside SQL to create this unified view.
So we've got SQL and Sparkle working together. I like it. Can you tell us a little more about Sparkle and what it does for SQL?
Sure. SparkQL can handle many different data formats, including those complex non-tabular data sets that SQL sometimes has trouble with. Think, social media posts, sensor data from your smart devices, even images and videos. SQL is really good at working with structured data, you know, the kind that fits neatly into rows and columns. SparkQL excels at querying data that's more interconnected and less rigidly structured.
That's interesting. So with both SQL and SparkQL, Virtuoso can pretty much handle any kind of data a business might have.
Exactly. And that's not all. Virtuoso even allows for multimodal querying.
Multimodal querying.
Users can query the data in different ways depending on what they need to do, their skill level. You can stick with familiar SQL commands, dive into the complexities of SparkQL, or even use a mix of both.
Sounds like Virtuoso was designed with flexibility in mind. And in a world where data is always changing, adaptability is key. This all sounds very promising. But I have to ask, what about the challenges of managing this interconnected data? Is there a risk of making things worse if we're not careful?
That's a great question. And it leads us to one of the biggest bottlenecks companies face, data modeling. Traditional data modeling, the process of organizing and structuring the data, can be very slow and cumbersome, especially when you're dealing with data that's constantly changing.
So even if we have a great tool like Virtuoso, we can still run into trouble if we can't keep up with the flow of data.
It's like having a high-speed race car stuck on a dirt road.
So how does Virtuoso help us with this data modeling bottleneck?
Well, Virtuoso uses SpaRQL and those hyperlinks to create something called dynamic relation modeling. So instead of relying on those static data models that always need updating, Virtuoso can integrate new data into this this semantic layer as it comes in.
So the data model can adapt and evolve with the new data.
Precisely. And that makes data modeling much faster and more agile. And that's not all. Virtuoso also provides self-service tools. These allow teams to annotate, describe, and integrate data sets in real time, all while staying compliant with governance protocols.
So it's not just about speed. It's also about empowering people to work with data safely and effectively.
Exactly. It's about giving teams the right tools so they can work confidently, efficiently, and ensure that data stays consistent and well-governed across the organization.
This has been incredibly interesting, but I know our listeners are probably wondering, how does this actually apply to me? What are the key takeaways here?
That's a great question. Let's distill some strategic recommendations based on what we've learned. Well, first and foremost, embrace this idea of semantic harmonization. Think of it as creating a central hub where all your data can live together and everyone can understand it the same way.
So breaking down those data silos, making sure everyone's speaking the same data language.
Exactly. And that's where Virtuoso really shines. It helps you build a knowledge graph. That's the central hub that connects all those systems of record, engagement, and intelligence we talked about.
Now, you mentioned knowledge graphs. Can you explain those a little bit more? Some of our listeners might not be familiar with that term.
Of course. A knowledge graph represents your information as a network. All these interconnected entities and relationships. Imagine a visual map of your data. Each point on that map is a piece of information, and the lines connecting them. Those show the relationships. Virtuoso uses this knowledge graph to create that shared understanding we are talking about.
So it's like a giant web of data that Virtuoso can understand and navigate.
Exactly. And that brings us to our second recommendation. Enhance your query capabilities. SQL, it's powerful, but it can be a little limited when you're dealing with, you know, complex relationships in your data.
Right. And you mentioned Sparkle as a way to sort of complement that. How can listeners start incorporating Sparkle into their data strategies?
The good news is that Virtuoso lets you use both SQL and Sparkle together. Start by finding some use cases where Sparkle might be a good fit. Like, let's say you're trying to figure out customer sentiment from, you know, all that social media data. Sparkle can handle that kind of unstructured data really well.
So it's all about having the right tool for the job. And Virtuoso gives you that flexibility to choose the best approach. What's our third recommendation?
Number three, make sure you can support federated cloud queries. It's super important these days because data is often spread out across different cloud environments and even those systems you've still got on-premise.
What exactly are federated queries and how does Virtuoso help with that?
Okay, so federated queries, they let you access and query data from all sorts of different sources, and you don't have to actually move or copy the data. And this is where Virtuoso excels. It can connect to and query data from all kinds of systems, cloud, on-premise, even those tucked away behind corporate firewalls.
It's like a universal translator for data, seamlessly bridging those gaps. That's pretty amazing. Okay, what's the final recommendation?
Last but not least, speed up your data modeling process. Remember that bottleneck we talked about? Virtuoso can help you overcome that with dynamic relation modeling and those self-service tools.
You talked about how dynamic relation modeling keeps us up to speed with the flow of data. What about those self-service tools? How do they help teams work with data?
Okay, so Virtuoso self-service tools, they give teams the power to annotate, describe, and integrate those data sets in real time. And it's all within a governed environment. So picture this. You've got a business analyst who needs to include a brand new data set in their analysis. With Virtuoso, they can do that quickly and easily. No need to wait on IT or a central data team.
So it's about giving people the freedom to explore and use data, but within a structure that maintains security and consistency.
Exactly. And that's so important for building a true data-driven culture within an organization.
Now, are there certain industries or types of organizations that benefit the most from this approach?
I'd say any organization that's dealing with tons of data from various sources can benefit, but we do see some really strong use cases in healthcare, finance, manufacturing, industries where having that unified view of data is mission critical for decision making.
Can you give us an example, a real world example of how Virtuoso has helped an organization solve a specific problem?
Sure. We worked with a large healthcare provider who was really struggling to integrate their patient data. They had data in all sorts of systems, you know, electronic health records, lab results, billing information. It was a mess. And they used Virtuoso to create a unified patient record. And this allowed them to improve patient care and make their operations more efficient.
A great example of how this technology can have a real impact.
Absolutely. That's what makes this work so rewarding.
It's amazing to think about how far we've come with data management. I remember when databases were these, you know, giant mysterious systems that only a handful of people could understand.
That's true. Back then, data was siloed not across departments, but also within IT itself. Now we have tools like Virtuoso that break down those barriers and make data accessible to everyone.
And that's what semantic harmonization is all about, democratizing data.
Yes. It's about giving people the power to connect with data, understand it, use it to make smarter decisions and get better results.
Well said. We've covered a lot today, from those data silo challenges to the power of semantic harmonization and how OpenLink Virtuoso plays a role in all of this. Anything else you'd like to add?
I think the main point is that data integration doesn't have to be a huge, scary task. With the right tools and approaches, you can really unlock the potential of your data and make it a competitive advantage.
You've definitely given our listeners a lot to think about. As we wrap up, I want to leave you with a question to ponder. How can you use these principles of semantic harmonization in your own work? Whether you're dealing with customer data, financial information, scientific research, there are always opportunities to break down those silos and get a more unified view of the world around you. Until next time, happy data diving.
Uh-huh.
You know, we've talked a lot about the advantages of getting rid of those data silos, creating that single unified view of our data. You touched on something interesting earlier, Virtuoso's ability to deal with unambiguous entity naming and, reconciling entity names across different systems.
Hmm.
Could you break that down a bit? I mean, for those of us who aren't, data experts.
Sure.
Let's say you've got data about a customer, John Smith, spread across all your different systems. Your CRM might list him as John Smith. Your billing system might have J. Smith. And then your marketing platform, they might just have johnsmith@email.com. Mm-hmm. To us, it's obvious it's the same guy, right? But computer systems, they can get tripped up by those little variations. So how does Virtuoso handle that?
Virtuoso uses those hyperlinks. Remember those? They act as super keys, creating a unique ID for each entity. So no matter how John Smith is listed, Virtuoso knows it's the same person. It's like giving each entity a digital fingerprint that ties all that information together.
So instead of three separate John Smiths running around, we've got one unified John Smith with all his info connected.
Exactly. This is especially important for things like customer relationship management, where you really need to have that complete and accurate view of every customer.
Makes sense. You also mentioned no copy integration of data, information, and knowledge across silos as a key feature of Virtuoso. What exactly does that mean, and why is it important?
Well, a lot of the traditional data integration methods involve, you know, copying data from all these different systems into one big central repository. This can be a real pain. Time-consuming, expensive, and you run into problems if those original sources get updated and the central copy doesn't. Virtuoso does things differently. It uses those hyperlinks, remember, to connect the data right at the source.
So instead of making a whole new copy of everything, Virtuoso acts like a smart connector. We can access and query data from all over the place without having to make duplicates.
Precisely. Think of it as a virtual map showing you where all that data is, letting you get to it in real time without having to physically move anything.
That's a powerful idea. It sounds like it could save organizations a ton of time and money. Well, as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to thank you so much for sharing your insights with us. It's been incredibly enlightening.
My pleasure. It's always great to, talk about the potential of data integration and how it can help us solve those real world problems.
And to our listeners, we encourage you to keep exploring the world of data. It's an exciting field, constantly changing. The more you understand it, the better prepared you'll be for this data-driven world we're all living in. Until next time, happy data diving.